This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dallas is led by three. Warriors have led by four. Snapping it outside, Bullock. Three. Hits another one. Two in a row.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mavericks fans, how relieved are you to not
get
swept? Do you think it really matters? And do you think the team can make some noise in Game 5? Those are all of the questions we throw out to begin this.
A lot of questions.
I'd say it feels good not get swept. Yep. I'm not saying it's going to feel good eventually when we lose, but it feels good to not just lose four in a row. So to win a game there at home for the Mavs fans that were there last night, for them to get to most likely, I hope it's not the case, but I'm kind of answering your next question. For them to most likely see the final game at the American Airlines Center for a team that is the fifth best team in Mavericks history, most likely, if you look at five times the Western Conference Finals, this, if we lose tomorrow night, this will be the... You never lost 4-1 in the Western Conference Finals. So you would rank them as 11-06, I would guess 88, then 03,
and then this one.
So this is the fifth best team in Dallas Mavericks history, and you got to give them plenty of standing ovations last night for their play and then leave the arena feeling good about your team this season.
Wait, you still think that this team is better than the 07 team that happened to lose in the first round?
Well, I guess the result...
Okay.
But to your point, yeah, well, that was the best team in the NBA until it mattered, and then their pants got crapped on.
That does give me complicated feelings about that season, but you're right. We should not dismiss the 67-15 team that still started 0-4 and still ended up at 67-15, but yeah, no, I understand your point.
I'm just amazed that they took their pants off and then crapped on the pants. That's how embarrassed they were at that
Chiafalo
point.
Chiafalo style right there.
Oh, my God.
Chiafalo, did you hear he doesn't have to shave his beard? Listened to G-Bag. He'd put his beard on the line.
What does he get?
That's
just saying, I'm so sure. He's like, I'm so sure.
Why do people make these bets?
Yeah, every human instinct is the first thing is, what's in it for me? Yeah. And for some reason, with these bets, a lot of people will not be like, well, what do I get out of it? They're just like, maybe they just get the satisfaction. That's all they want is the satisfaction of getting that opportunity.
Yeah. If the Cowboys would have won the Super Bowl, I would have had starred nipples.
It would have been awesome.
But they didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad they
did. It would have been glorious.
I shouldn't have said
that. Double or nothing?
Nope. I am Kevin. I'm happy. I am happy. I'm not relieved. I'm happy that they won last night. Like, that's because now, you know, losing 4-0 would have been awful. I would have hated that. I would have been like, damn, that leaves a real disgusting taste in the mouth, but losing 4-0. But now winning 4-0 for the next stretch here would be amazing, right? Like, if you can go on a 4-game win streak right now because you figured something out, or you finally played and they didn't, or they did what they do. They sometimes play the hare in the tortoise and the hare matchup, and they did it last night. They were like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and pull everybody early in this game, and we'll sit it out. And then they were like, hold on, our bench got us into this game? Let's go ahead and try and steal it here at the end and see what happens. But it didn't happen. You know, the Mavericks were able to do it last night. So I do think this team can make some noise in Game 5.
Okay.
I am positive about this.
And that is what I'm excited about. By the way, I do see people on the fan text. Yeah, I feel you, that it was Zach, not Eric, that put his put his beard on the line.
It's okay. So, Mike, it took Mike, what, 7-8 months to figure out which one of us was us? So it's going to take him a little
and
bit
And how
to
much
figure
longer
out.
To figure out that Peyton wasn't Peyton Walter? So, we've got some work to do.
Blessings, Russell.
Guys. Yes. Yes, Mike, I am aware.
Eric, who is the dude on Monday?
Alec?
Alec. Yeah, Alec.
I thought you were talking about Chiafalo. You're like, Eric, what's his name? What is Alec's last name?
Caruso.
No, it's not Alex Caruso.
That would be cool, though.
Oh, man. Mike walks in and he looks and he goes, not Reggie. And that's all he thinks.
Smith. Brown. White.
Hold on. Wait. I see, Reggie, how people get caught up in these bets where there's nothing on the line, because I was this close to saying, you know what, Mike? If you could tell me his last name, you could just have the day off tomorrow. And then I was like, well, there's nothing in that for us.
Right.
He just gets the day off. That's how confident I was. It's Medford. That is his last name.
Medford.
And so when you started saying Smith Jones, I was like, he'll never get
it.
It's
like Bedford, just with an M.
Oh, yeah. Hurst Euless Medford.
Yeah, there you go.
H-E-B area.
You know he's going to start calling him Alec H-E-B, right? Like, there's no
What's
way.
What's his name, Alec?
No, Mike's
Alec.
Good
Baldwin.
With those.
Or Alexander, if you're fans.
Mike's good with using, like, words and creating, putting letters in different
order.
Yeah,
different mnemonic devices.
Like, his middle name is Joseph, and he was like,
Jose with the PH.
How do you say it, though?
Jose. That's how I learned how to spell it.
He'll do something to remember Medford.
This is all because these guys are very excited about the Mavs. This is why this jovial tone is here.
Yes, absolutely. Sensational. Now,
we're going all the way to San Francisco.
Okay, and here's the thing. Like, that is why I was curious about, do you think they could make some noise in Game 5? And I get it. Logistically, they will be pronounced underdogs going into that game. I'm sure we'll be back in the 6.5 point range or whatever the case is. But the last time you were there, you had control of that game.
Yeah.
You had that game. And I still, like, now I can't help. We talked about this yesterday. Will game 2 be the game where you're like, well, that could have kept us from getting swept?
Oh,
or
man.
Would it be the game that you're like, you could be in this series? And I'm firmly, it's at 7?
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. You will be pronounced underdogs going into that game. But now I look at that game of saying, I still definitely agree and concede that the Warriors look like the better team. But that was the game where if you don't lose it, is this series 2-2? I know in theory it would be 2-2, but would it be 2-2 going back to Golden State for game 5? And you're like, we got ourselves a damn series here. And so I am hopeful that game 5, some wacky stuff happens and those threes keep falling and then we come on back here.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you that I think you would be at 2-2 in the series and the Mavericks would be looking like actual contenders rather than, you know, down 3-0. You guys are just a bunch of scrubs that showed up on this court tonight. That's
right.
What it felt like the rest of the league was looking at this team. The guys who knocked off the best team in the league in Phoenix.
Yeah.
That quickly got turned into, you're not even in the class of Golden State. And honestly, they've proven nothing. They really haven't proven anything other than Golden State took a night off and wants to win at home. Like, you can come up with whatever excuse you want. That's fine. Use those excuses. Go into it back in character again and go into it and say, we're on the road. Everybody in this arena wants us to fail, and we want to put crickets up in this arena.
Have you seen some of the massive bets, not just for last night's game, that have come in on the Mavericks in general? So last night, somebody bet $420,000 on the Mavericks to win last night as a -1. So clearly they cashed on that.
I saw somebody bet $50,000 to win $1.5 million if they win the series.
Yes. And that was,
that person has a lot of money.
For sure. And that was at the 3-0 deficit, because you wouldn't have gotten 30-1 odds
start. That person has a lot of money to be like, yes, the odds are 100%. That this is going to be closed out by Golden State. In fact, I heard last night that there's been 3 teams in the history of the 146-0 that have even pushed it to game 7. So you have a 3 out of a 146 times. It's even gone to game 7.
And that's why I thought these betting odds were low. The odds were 30-1. Now, I know that this is not how Vegas works. You don't go up to the window and you don't negotiate what the terms are. But if I was them, I would walk up and be like, check it. This has happened 146 times. It's never happened. I feel like my betting odds should be at least 146-1 or 147-1. Again, I realize that it's not how gambling works. You don't frequently, if you like work with a gambling establishment and not a friend, and you don't get to negotiate these odds. And then another person put a $10,000 bet on Dallas to win the NBA title.
Let's go.
At 75-1 in this 3 nothing deficit. And so people are dropping money, but you're probably right. These are probably people who have all of the money and see the value.
Like,
there.
You know how, you know, at the end of the Phoenix series, Jason Kidd was in the locker room and he was like, "Do you believe?" He asked him that question. They were like, "Yeah." I don't know what the speech would be if they came back from this deficit and won it. Been the first team to ever come back down 3-0 and win a series. What would Jason Kidd say at that point? Do you believe? And, like, let's go believe again, and let's get down 3-0 in the next series and see what happens. I have no clue. But, like, this moment right now is exciting because you got a shot. The only problem is, like, now I'm, like, nauseous thinking about, you know, stressing about the next game and being in that at that point.
I wonder if the Mavericks are, and what I mean by that is, I'm not stressing about this series anymore. Like, I was game two and cussing when the third quarter was happening, and midway through the fourth, I was like, "We're effed," and we were. And then in game three, I was just furious with our fans. I was furious with just how we weren't playing our desperation basketball that we had shown to play with against Phoenix at home. And then last night I was like, all right, well, I'm going to watch them. Most likely, I didn't call you guys, but I called like Ryan Dreesen and stuff. I was like, we're going to win. The NBA is going to want us to win this game.
Yeah.
Like, approximate, from what I hear.
Did you also call him a fart head and realize that Luka makes players better?
No, I didn't want to get into that discussion with him because he's going to disagree. But the NBA supposedly makes, on a conference finals game, somewhere between $25 and $30 million per game in advertising.
Wow.
So if you get swept, that's three games that go unused. So that's approximately getting close to $100 million of advertising you lose because those games aren't played. I'm not saying the game was fixed last night or that they're going to fix game five and try to get, you know, Dallas back home. But I do think the NBA does at times manipulate things and try to help. And I didn't see like a lot of help last night, being honest. Dallas played great. Golden State kind of gave their Memphis effort a little bit better than Memphis effort, but they kind of gave their Memphis effort when they were up 3-1. But I will say this. I don't think it's going to happen as a 7-point underdog. I think that the Mavericks are going to go in kind of loose and free going, we've lost the series. We know the series is over, but let's just play. Let's just see what happens. And if they have a very close game, which hasn't happened in feels like a month for the Dallas Mavericks with 5 minutes to go, and they somehow pull off that game, all of a sudden Golden State's crapping their pants.
I agree.
We took ours off and crapped them.
Yep.
They're going to keep theirs on and crap them because they're going to get to the situation where they're going, oh, crap, we have to go back to Dallas. And we thought this thing was over, and now it's 3-2. If they somehow win, we're in a do-or-die situation. And they don't feel like, right now, they probably feel like, hey, we're fine. We are fine against Memphis. Yeah, we lost in Memphis game five. Came home. It was a close game. But came home, if I remember right. It wasn't a blowout, was it?
I don't think so.
I feel like Memphis hung in there.
Yeah.
And in the end, yes, Memphis was hanging. And so I just think that this series is over, but if all of a sudden you find yourself with minutes to go in game five and you somehow pull off somewhat of a miracle victory, I think Golden State then goes, oh, crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely they would.
And there was a couple of things yesterday that I think gave cause for optimism outside of just like the overall picture of you were whipping them for most of the game. Is a couple of the things that we asked for is better first half shooting and then better overall rebounding. And so what did you see? The rebounding for the game is you had 45 to 42. So you held the advantage, which, considering you'd been shellacked several times, was a big deal. And then we talked about shooting well early. In the first half, the Mavericks were 11 of 23 from three.
That sounds good.
Yes, that is 48%. That is freaking excellent. And so that allowed them not only to create a cushion, but also fought against like the stigma that they had struggled with throughout this series, as they had been junky shooting the ball early in the game at times.
Why do you think, when you talk about shooting and you talked about rebounding, why do you think how great Looney has been in this series that Steve Kerr almost gave him a night off?
So that they can win it at home.
I don't know. I mean, I think that what you're talking about.
Win it at home
about,
and have a week off.
It was just weird. I thought that Looney, who had been crushing us, to your point of like, hey, the rebounds got evened out. Well, when you look at the box score, you're like, wait, Looney played 20
like
minutes.
Everybody had like 15 minutes on that team last
like he
time.
Went at one point in the yeah. second
With
quarter.
Moody. Yeah.
He's like, let's play a 19-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 22-year-old, a 24-year-old, and Klay Thompson and see what happens for 6 minutes.
And maybe that's the, hey, I got to get these guys some experience. You know, at this
like
level,
it's a free
Western
game.
Conference Finals.
Like, yeah, I get all my draft picks besides James Wiseman, Odin. I get them Damn. All minutes. In this Western Conference Finals, that it's almost like I'm going to give them free minutes here to see if they can kind of, I don't know, maybe get over their nerves type of deal. Because I know he's a little bit older, but my gosh, they put Josh Green in for 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. And he once again, I was like, oh God, like I know we're up by a zillion, but I think we have to get him out of the game.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.